This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We have breaking news to start the hour. Carson Wentz is back in North Dakota. How do I know? One of our fine listeners sent me the photo. I can see him. I tell you right now where he is. I probably shouldn't do that because then you'll run down there and cause a traffic accident and it wouldn't be good. But I'll tell you it's downtown Fargo. I'll tell you that much. Downtown Fargo sighting of Carson Wentz moments ago on this fine Friday morning. How about that? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we have another great hour for you on the program. Imagine if you've got a piece of land, and the piece of land is next to grasslands or something, but on your land you make your living, right? And over here is just some grass area. And you decide that you want to have a little extra income, and a company comes along and says, we'd like to put a windmill here. And here's the deal. We'd like to put it right there. And you look at it and say, well, it won't affect my production. That'd be fine. And then North Dakota Game and Fish comes along and says, no, don't put it on that grass. Put it where he farms. Put it where he makes his living. This is a scenario that is not... one I think any of us like, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this hour. Mark Wagner will be here as well from North Dakota State Services Estate Planning with the economy and personal wealth up across the country. This is important. And you've probably heard Mark's ads, and he's one of the guests we get requested a lot from our listeners to say, I want to know more about that. He's been on before. He does a nice job. So bring your questions, and we'll look forward to chatting with Mark a little bit about the estate work they do, and that'll be around the corner. Also, on the program today that we call What's On Your Mind, we are live and direct from the MineralTracker.com booth at Nairo, North Dakota, at the Ramcota Hotel, which is great fun, and more with Jeff Comer to talk about this incredible innovation to track your minerals. Make sure you're getting paid what you have coming. You can download it free right now. Take advantage of that quick at MineralTracker.com, MineralTracker.com. I bet Bob Harms has already done that. I bet just in the time I was saying this, Bob Harms is downloading the app right now. I know he is, up there in oil country. Aren't you, Harmsy? Of course you are.
I am, Scott. I'm at it right now. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, exactly right. Daryl Lease is here as well, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and these two are going to tell us a little bit about this scenario that I just talked about and what's happening. Daryl, how are you doing?
Well, I am doing just fine. Watching the water still run out of the fields up here from last night, but we didn't get any severe stuff right here, but we got a lot of rain.
I meant to call Kevin Pfeiffer and tell him he's losing a little bit of his tent and steel there at the auction center in North America. I don't know if that was last night, but that was about the only storm damage I saw was that, but there was a fair amount of rain and a few parts of North Dakota for sure. Daryl, what's the genesis of this problem? Is it new? Is it a policy change? What's behind it?
Well, I think what we're looking at here, Scott, is more and more overreach by government agencies, and this time the Game and Fish. Now, they are charged with, managing the state's wildlife population. They are charged with taking a look at and giving an analysis on these energy generation areas. But I think they're getting into the point of almost forcing people to make decisions that aren't going to be favorable for the landowner, private property rights, or for the companies that are trying to work with these landowners. If you have two willing people to do business together and want to do business, and that landowner is willing to do that business, why do we have agencies getting in the way? And so I think I'm going to say a word that I've said before and actually legislators have said, it's almost to the point of extortion in this situation.
Yeah, that's and how does this work, Bob? Explain how this, you know, contractually, it sounds a lot like something that's a little smelly. You know, I mean, under what auspices can they do that?
Well, it's Daryl's right. I mean, let's just take the landowner and the energy company, and so they are going to develop a project on the landowner's property, and so that's a private contract that they can negotiate. The problem, and to answer your question, the problem comes in where the energy company has to go to the PSC for a permit, and the PSC is legally charged to consider the impact of an energy project on the environment and wildlife habitat and rare and special species in North Dakota. And so the rub, the challenge becomes North Dakota Game and Fish proposes, well, in order for you to get a permit, we want to influence that private contract between the landowner and the energy company to provide offsets for direct and indirect impacts that the energy project presumably has on wildlife in North Dakota. And so that's the challenge. And the PSC is charged with citing these projects, but sort of tacitly has delegated some of that authority to Game and Fish. Now, the PSC commissioners might argue that point, but that's the problem that we've got is if you're a if you're an energy company, you're challenged with the idea of either agreeing with meeting the demands of North Dakota Game and Fish guidelines or facing the possibility of being in front of the PSC and not getting the permit that's required by North Dakota law.
What's the relationship like in general with Game and Fish and agriculture, Daryl?
Well, to be very blunt about it, there's dealing with this situation, there's never been a reach out to our organization to have a discussion about why the decisions are being made or the proposal for the mitigation is being made or the necessity for the mitigation or the factors considered in it. And so relationship with the Game and Fish is really quite stressed, I would say. I mean, you've got the whole private property rights issue that they're against the landowners on year in and year out if we take it to the legislature. The landowners are getting fed up, and agriculture needs to be able to do what they have to do. You got to let farmers farm, ranchers ranch. You got to let landowners make decisions on their property, and I think there's some within the Game and Fish that would rather see no private property rights than private property rights existing being the very backbone of not only our state but our nation.
I want to take a call here from Minot, and it looks like Dee. Go ahead, Dee, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I love the topic you got going here. And, Daryl, I know you live in northern McLean County. There's always been a rumor going around that northern McLean County has been, like, off limits to energy production for wind towers due to some Game and Fish regulations and deals that have went under. I'd sure like you to look into that to see if it's true or not, but do you notice all the wind towers right north of your county line?
They stop at the Ward County line pretty much. Within about a mile or three-quarters of a mile, the Ward County line is where they stop. So, you know, you bring up an interesting deal. I guess I haven't heard that that theory or philosophy or the talk out there, but that is something to look into because if we're starting to put off-limit areas in the state for these wind towers, and I'm not here advocating on behalf of wind. I'm not saying that one energy source is better than another. I think there's a place for all of them within reason. But what I'm worried about is private property rights. That's what our organization is. We're the premier private property rights organization, and this is an interesting scenario that just got brought up here. A little more digging into that, I would say, is going to happen.
Thank you, Dee. I said thank you, Dee. I appreciate your call. Wes, it says cold country, but there's nowhere that's cold right now, so maybe cold country. Go ahead, Wes.
Yeah, I just want to – I'd lay this problem right back at the feet of the Public Service Commission. You take a look at this last legislative session. The senator from coal country, Jessica Unruh, had multiple bills put in to restrict wind energy. She's a senator from the center of coal country in North Dakota. you've got a public service commissioner, Randy Christman, sitting on the public service commission that grew up in Hazen. It has a ranching operation there, still involved in cattle. And the public service commission has found a way, I think, to restrict wind energy in North Dakota without getting their hands dirty.
Any comment, Bob?
Well, I think Wes is on the right mark. How this whole proposal came up is about 18 months ago. The PSC, like I said, is legally charged to consider these issues as they're citing these energy projects in our state, and appropriately so. PSC doesn't have biologists on staff or scientists to do that kind of an analysis, and so they've asked Game and Fish for their insight, their input in some of these projects, and so that's been the genesis of this.
I get that, but he's alleging that coal-friendly legislators are being anti-wind by doing this particular measure. I'm curious if you agree on that, either one of you. When we come back, don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We'll see you in Antler on July 10th. It'll be here before we know it. The Farm Bureau, Bottineau County, Renville County, North Dakota Farm Bureau chapter is having their annual Free steak supper, membership drive, annual meeting, Tuesday, July 10th, 5 to 8 p.m., Antler Memorial Park. Bring a prospective member, no obligation, come yourself, just anybody who wants to be there. It's free. There's no cost to this whatsoever. Current farm members are encouraged to bring a non-member. Special guest will be announced. Thanks to our friends at Gooseneck Implement, at Hefty Seed Company, at Borgold Industries, at Green Egg Services, and at Northern Plains Case IH as well for doing that. Back to our guest in just a moment here. CJ's on the line from DAC Diesel on a busy Friday. What you up to today, CJ?
Just pricing out a lot of overhauls this week. It's busy. I mean, I whether I'm doing stuff in the office or out in the shop, I never really seem to get a break at all. You probably know what that's like, right?
I do. It means we're working for a living and loving every minute of it. You know, you just keep going. And how long you been working on diesel engines?
I've been doing this. I overhauled my first diesel engine when I was 14 years old. That was in a 1370 case tractor. That engine ran until 2010. So I overhauled it in 1994. In 2010, we pulled it out and replaced it. But the only reason we replaced it is one of the mounts, to where it mounts onto the frame, actually busted a chunk of the block out. You know, so the engine was still running. It was just hard to keep it mounted to the tractor. So, you know, if somebody's wondering, you know, how many years I've been doing it, well, it's almost like not since I was old enough to walk, but, you know, I guess I was
not far.
Pretty close.
Not far after. DACDiesel.com to find out more. Call them to get in. Nobody does diesel better. Nobody. Diesel Repair, they're going to do it for you. 210-0888. Tractors, trucks, the whole works. 210-0808. Call them. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Scott.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Back with our guest, Daryl Lease, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Robert Harms, longtime activist in North Dakota, lobbyist in North Dakota, done a lot of work in a lot of different areas, talking about the concerns, the growing tension between game and fish and the ag community, and then of course intervening in the other. Before the break, the caller was essentially saying, you know, coal's behind this, coal legislators. Randy Christman's a coal guy, so he did this. That seems a little far fetched to me. I mean, obviously everybody is competing right now, and it's tough, and certainly wind is taking market share from coal and natural gas. Has, and it's a tough time. I think pretty much, by and large, we're an all-of-the-above energy solution state. Daryl, don't you? I mean, you agree with what the caller said?
Well, I think we are an all-of-the-above, and like I just said a little while ago, that there's a place and a time for all of them to have their market share. But, there's where the last caller was very correct is there wasn't a direct attack against wind development in the last legislative session. You can't.
There was.
Can't deny
there was. Yeah. I mean,
the
no.
Facts
I mean, you,
are there?
You,
the
you're right. They were the top target. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. I mean, that's why I say it's a competitive time for sure.
It's a competitive time, but I think sometimes people look at things and opportunities to take advantages for their own industry, but they forget the consequences, the unintended consequences. If they're going after wind towers for mitigation. Do people realize how coal is mined and what it does to the land to mine that coal? Do you think that that's not a next logical step along this pathway? And oil, like Bob said, and what about farming itself? What about agriculture itself? What about building a bend site? I've got a piece of native prairie over here, and I want to build a bend site. Am I going to be forced to have to mitigate that and get? I mean, where does it stop? Is it? It's not going to be tomorrow, obviously. But is it 5 years down the road? 10 years down the road? 15? Incrementally, we have been losing our private property rights, and it has to stop.
Let me get some calls in here. Next up is Mike in Edgley for our guest. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike Brandenburg down in District 28, and talking about the last caller, Daryl, what he commented on it. Yeah, there was no question last session there was an attack on wind, and then this is another form of an attack to try to stop it. But the thing that's really we're missing here is that in the same section of law that refers to wind energy is the same section we talk about coal and natural gas and oil. we're talking about these indirect impacts are the roads. It's not the towers. It's the roads that we need to get to the towers, as well as to get to the oil well, as well as to get to the coal mine. So these indirect impacts, we've always had direct impacts. We've always had direct impacts. Everybody's paid it.
Well, maybe it would be better to, direct impact dollars in the to the Sierra Club, or where do they go to, Bob?
Well, here's the thing, Scott. That's what I found out about all this, because this all kind of happened down here, is that they're going to private groups. You know, the Fish and Game, you know, brokers of the deal, and the direct impacts end up going to Ducks Unlimited, as well as other private groups, and we have no control of where that money's going. If you've always wondered, I've kind of wondered, you know, where do they get the money to buy these conservation easements? Well, you know, when you start looking at oil wells and the oil companies and paying these direct impacts, it's kind of like hush money. You know, we're your friends, and we want to be your friends, but this is what it costs you to be our friends. And that's happened to us down here. And it's, when we talk about native prairies, it's not native prairies. It's pasture land. That's what we're talking about, is pasture land that cattle are out in. And now we've got wind farms are being developed, and it's really counterproductive.
Mike, appreciate your call very much. We don't have much time left, so I do want to give Bob and Daryl a chance to sort of just put a cherry on top here of this conversation. And we're certainly going to be following this. We're not going to end it today. But is there? I ask you first, Bob. Is there a fix here? For what we're talking about, is this a legislative deal to button this up?
Yeah, there is a fix, and it doesn't have to be legislatively. But I think to Game and Fish's credit, what they're trying to do is make sure that we're at least considering the native prairie, our environmental impacts, the wildlife habitat, all of which we care about. The fix really comes down to three pieces. One, to either have your listeners write or call the Public Service Commission, because that's where the rubber meets the road. They ultimately are making the decisions on these permits. That's number one. Number two, to call the governor's office, because the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is a cabinet agency, and ultimately they answer to the governor, number two. And then number three, contact your local legislators to do the same thing. And in the end, if it doesn't get resolved in the next couple of months, look for legislation in the 2019 session.
20 seconds, Daryl. Take it away.
Well, so here's what I'm going to say is we've got a Game and Fish that I said earlier is charged for looking out for North Dakota wildlife. They come to a wind farm like this, and they're forcing payment to a private organization via Ducks Unlimited, who they're friends with, no doubt in my mind. We all know that. But they're worried about mitigation there when this same Game and Fish walked away from a successful voluntary conservation service with the Association of Soil Conservation District.
Interesting angle. I see where you're going. We got to leave it there. We got to leave it there, unfortunately. Gentlemen, thanks a ton. We'll do this again soon.
It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in yesterday's Maryland newspaper shootings, which left 5 people dead and 2 people wounded in an Annapolis, Maryland courtroom at this hour for a bail hearing. 38-year-old Jared Ramos is facing 5 counts of first-degree murder, accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette. The Annapolis mayor, Gavin Buckley, says had police not shown up in less than 1 minute, the death toll could have been higher.
We did not expect something like this to happen in our community, but we were ready, and I don't think we could have put any more resources. It's a tremendous response.
Ramos reportedly had a vendetta against the paper for how it portrayed him in an article 7 years ago. Canada plans to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs, planning $14 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. imports. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hotel Bismarck, our location today for What's On Your Mind. We're at the Mineral Tracker booth. A lot of fun. We have a Facebook Live up, too, so you can check that out if you want to get the full story about MineralTracker.com. What's the buzz at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter Convention here, Jeff, about your product?
I think it's the buzz is just, when we talk about the idea, of Mineral Tracker, the light bulb kind of goes off, just like it did for me. It's like, well, that just makes sense. And it's cheap, and it's free right now. It just makes sense.
Yeah, free right now for a time so you can test it out, check it out, see what you think, and really get a sense of the great technology that's gone into this. It's unique, nothing else like it. MineralTracker.com. You can stop here at the Naval Convention at the Ram Coda, again, the lower level of the Convention Center here in Bismarck, or go to MineralTracker.com or info@MineralTracker.com with an email, right?
That's right. Talk to one of us. We're happy to answer questions and just get you involved in the conversation. It's extremely simple to sign up.
And then the people behind the app, of course, are the McKinsey Mineral Management crew that really are the great insight and analysis for all that. So there's different levels of service. It's really amazing. Thank you, sir. We'll chat in a bit.
Thanks, Scott.
That is Jeff Kummer, our guest on the program. And we have another guest next here on What's On Your Mind, live from the Ram Coda. We've been talking a lot today about, the economy. And it is coming back strong. How about oil prices back in the mid-70s? Landowners, mineral rights owners right here, folks in a position of having a lot more assets than they did a few years ago. Then let's add to that a new tax law. Thank you, President Trump, changing the game with capital gains and exemptions. It is a great time to make sure that you have properly planned to pass those assets on to future generations on your terms. And that's where our friend Mark Wagner comes in from ND Estate Services. He's been helping out many people in Dakotas and Minnesota make sure that those assets are transferred, after mom or dad pass on, that it's done quickly, efficiently, stay out of probate court, no fights, protected from nursing home claims and all of that. First thing I should ask you is what you want to eat, because as you can tell, they're getting set up for lunch here right next to me at the convention. Mark, are you hungry?
Oh, I'm always. You can call me lots of things, Scott, but never late for lunch.
You never and me both.
Late to eat, Scott, that's for sure. So.
Oh, I know. I love it. Well, we hear from folks a lot who appreciate your ads and want to learn more and get great information from you, and I know a lot of them have reached out as well. I just mentioned the Trump tax plan. I guess I don't know that we've spent a lot of time sort of analyzing the impact. How are new business owners business owners, rather, affected by the new Trump tax laws?
Right. you know, Mr. Trump has been such a favor for people in agriculture and business. One of the things that he did that we've been lobbying for, pushing for many, many years is to get the increase on that state exemption from 5.2 million to up to 11.2 million. Now, that is so pertinent for farmers and ranchers and people in North Dakota because many of my clients have 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 quarters of land, plus they're receiving mineral rights, mineral royalties. And what that does is saves all that estate tax. So about 99.9% of all my clients will fall between that 11.2 million and below. But the wonderful thing about it is if clients, I probably should preface this a little bit that, you know, Scott, even though I like to talk about a lot of things, I'm not an attorney, okay? I don't pretend to be one either. I don't come across that way. But if we do need an attorney, we have attorneys that I refer my clients to, and also CPAs to help with that sort of thing. Okay, so I like to, this is just educational. But the nice thing about it is if a person takes that next step and says, you know what, I don't want any of my assets to go through probate. I want my kids to get them. And number two, I want my assets private. If a family sets up a trust for their estate, we can get 11.2 million exemption for dad and also mom. So if your estate is being bloated because of all the appreciation that we're having in our economy, they can get 22 million dollar exemption on estate taxes on their estate. That's wonderful. I mean, this is Mr. Trump has been such a favor. Did such a favor for people in North Dakota. I just tip my hat to the man for having that type of courage to do so.
He was talking about it Wednesday night in Fargo. You know, I mean, talking about the votes on the death tax for sure. So it's an important one. Any special provisions? I know you work with a lot of farmers and ranchers. Anything that's different for them, or the big questions you're getting from folks in the farm and ranch community?
Yeah, what I really see over there is they don't know what to do. When you don't know what to do, what do you do? Absolutely nothing. And so I'm an advocate of saying, let's not do that. If you follow, I'm an advocate of not letting your estate be subject to the terms and conditions of the laws of the land, like probate. But I'm a total advocate for my clients and customers and people that have tangible assets in the state of North Dakota. Use the laws of the land to protect your estate. Oftentimes we'll see grandmas and grandpas and people and that put kids' names on land and assets. But what they do when they do that, they eliminate that what they call stepped up cost basis, so that what will happen is when they go to sell that property, then if grandma and grandpa put the kids' names on the land, they don't get that stepped up cost basis. They'll have to pay capital gains from when grandma and grandpa bought that land from $50 an acre. Now it's $4,000 an acre. So that's almost $1 million capital gains per quarter of land. So it's nothing but a turkey shoot for the government. I mean, I love our country. I love our country. I met so many wonderful Americans across North Dakota. But you know what I can't stand oftentimes? Is our government. I think they just sift our families that you would not believe. So I'm not an advocate of doing that. But not only that, if there is other liability issues going on with any of the kids that you put the names on the land, well, that's going to be dragged into a lawsuit. If they're having like a liability issue where they got in an accident when it's their fault, well, that land can be tied up in that. And it's nothing but a payday for an attorney. So I'm not an advocate of that. I'm totally an advocate of putting the assets in such a way that they're going to be protected, they're going to be preserved, and ultimately passed on in the best tax advantage way possible for the family.
Mark Wagner is quite a resource, folks. You hear his ads on the program, and we get a chance to chat with him once in a while. He's meeting with folks every day, multiple times, all across the Northern Plains, and is a great resource. We have a question from a listener. Want to know how a trust maximizes exemptions for the estate. How does that work?
Thank you. I appreciate questions like that. Well, it depends. Is it with a married couple? Is it with a family? If it's with a married couple, we can get that 11.2 per individual there, Scott. So we can have up to a $22 million exemption for the estate, especially if you're in a spot where you're getting mineral royalties and you want to keep that land. You want to keep those assets in the family. The best thing a guy could do is go ahead and set up something like this so they can maximize that exemption for the family. Otherwise, you're going to have to be paying estate taxes on anything over $11.2 million. So, yeah, that's a great question.
Appreciate that. Anything that you typically see, people wanting to fix, right, where there may be common errors with individuals setting up wills or estates that are sort of the common pitfalls?
Yeah, I do. First and foremost, we still have the old school mindset. What do I mean by that? I'll talk to these people that are 10, 15 million. I just had this past week, and for whatever reason, they don't understand that, all of that land can be bypassed probate and go directly to the families. And they go, "We never heard of anything like this, Mark." Well, that's what one of the benefits is for setting up a trust for the estate. Now, I would tell the listeners out there, and I, Scott, from every place I went in North Dakota, people love you, and it's wonderful to hear that. But you know what? It's my contention, and I always will be the strongest advocate for families, because let's not give that land to the percentage back to the government. Let's put it in the family. Let's keep it in the family. Number two, let's keep it incontestable. So if there's people trying to swat at it like attorneys, because wills will be contestable or challenged in court. And then the only thing that happens is the attorneys just take a bath on all the assets. And that's not what we want to see happen. Let's make it private. Let's keep it private and keep it in the family.
Makes great sense. I want to leave enough time here to, so much to talk about, but to talk a little bit about how folks get in touch with you, the process of sitting down and learning what you need to know to talk about these issues.
First and foremost thing I'm going to say here, Scott, if they already have somebody that they know, like, and trust, and they work with products like this, like with estate planning and trust and stuff like that, I'm a total advocate of using people who you already know. But let's say that you don't know somebody who you can trust, or you don't want to use a local person. Well, certainly give me a call. That's what I'm here for. But what we do typically is I put together a special, what they call an estate organizer, and I've gotten lots of compliments from it. You get a nice organizer when you sit down with me at no additional cost. But if you decide to hire me, and we charge a flat fee, and the reason why that's so important, because oftentimes attorneys with estate planning work, they can charge over $300 an hour, and what they'll do is not, I'm saying that they're going to do this, but when you have an hourly fee, they have a tendency to drag their feet a little bit, But if you have a flat fee, that's really in the best interest of the client, because we are trying to help them in the most efficient way to get them all taken care of.
And your phone number quickly.
It's 701-318-0908, and they can just simply call, or I get a lot of text too. It don't make no difference here, Scott. So.
One more time for Mark Wagner, 701, tell him.
It's 701-318-0908.
Like you betcha. Thank you, sir.
Follow us on Twitter. Scott, thank you, sir. Have a great day. God bless you.
Same to you. God bless you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Generous, generous, Jerry. Booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous, Jerry. Blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous, Jerry's today. Generous, generous. Generous Jerry, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Two locations in Grand Forks, two in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for
your
more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be eating. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Texter says, to say that relations between farmers and landowners and Game and Fish are stressed is an understatement. In Emmons and Logan counties, where farmers just got shafted by Game and Fish, hunters will see just how stressed relations are when it comes to gaining access in the area for hunting opportunities. Well, don't take it out on hunters if you're upset with the Game and Fish. Game and Fish is a bureaucracy. Right? I mean, that's like being, you know, taking out the post office on, you know, the guy next door because he's a mailman. I mean, don't. Let's see here. I really hope you stay on this topic, Scott. We down here are not letting this issue go. People need to remember when we were dependent on OPEC for much of our oil and energy needs. Game and Fish and many organizations, Ducks Unlimited, Sierra Club, out of control and socialism mode. We're not going to let go of the topic. Not going to let go of the topic at all. Texter just says, horribly slanted on the previous segment. Need to get the facts, not just the pro-wind opinion. Look, I don't think anybody would accuse us of being, you know, anti-coal. Trust me. One of our fine sponsors is the Lignite Energy Council. Great folks. They're about all of the above, no doubt about it. Same thing. I mean, one caller called and said, you know, this was Cole's problem. That doesn't mean that's, you know, us. So, and by the way, I'm pro-wind, I'm pro-coal, I'm pro-oil and gas, I'm all of the above. If you can figure out how to make a solar panel work in the middle of flipping North Dakota, do it. I don't care if some landowner that has it says they want to do it. All of the above, we need them all. But you know, we certainly don't want our friends in coal and oil and gas and wind, in my mind, fighting and battling. They're all for, you know, especially in energy production. Look, you're going to fight. You're going to battle. No different than we do for every listener and, every grocery store does for what they're doing. Mark and Hedinger want to weigh in on this. Mark, I have a short time, but I want to get you in because I know you've been waiting for a while. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to bring it up about these wind towers. There's been birds killed with them that never seem to get out in the public arena. And that I understand it by secondhand that they have people go around and pick these up. You know, pretty often, and that seems to be something that no one ever discusses, is that. And also, I wonder how many of the landowners that have those wind towers are aware of the base that's under them and the tower once it wears out, who's responsible for the cleanup.
Well, that's why the Public Service Commission has been very bold on bonds, on requiring that they are taken care of. So, you're right that deterioration can happen, but that's only if there's bad actors that don't have the backing to make sure that's taken care of. I think that's a fair point. And I've heard about the Eagle thing. I got to check into that. We'll deal with all these topics in a future program because it was a good conversation today. Appreciate it very much. Going to wrap up our conversation today at the Ramcota NARO Convention. We're at the Royalty Owners North Dakota National Royalty Owners Association North Dakota Chapter Gathering at the Ramcota. And that's thanks to our friends at MineralTracker.com. Jeff Cummer is here. He and his team have developed something that's pretty first of all, just that it's technology and it's coming from Watford City, I think it's cool. But really what's beyond that technology is just the means, right, to deliver this. This is really about all the knowledge you're putting in that. Right, Jeff?
That's right. Yeah, it's just that simple. This is things that people are spending a lot of time to put together themselves. We've just consolidated it into something very easy to use for a mineral owner.
So who should have it?
Everyone. Anyone that's being paid royalties, those royalty payments make up a meaningful part of their life, needs to have something to check. So you ask yourself, if you're a mineral owner and you're receiving payments, how do you know the payments are right? What do you think the payment is next month? What do you think the payment is a year from now? Mineral Tracker will tell you these things based on the model that we built, and it will be unique to your asset.
And ultimately, that data puts you in charge rather than the other way around, right?
Absolutely. It's about you're managing your own business, right? Most folks we find want to manage their own minerals, the thousands of people that are being paid every month. And this is simply a tool for those people at a very cheap price point to be able to have some peace of mind. And further, if there's more questions, we're there to back it up and to answer some of those questions for them.
And most folks that don't have minerals might not know this. Obviously, people that have minerals do. The statements and all the math, each month's pretty complex, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. If you went and asked a handful of mineral owners if they understand how they're being paid and what they're being paid every month, they'll understand what the bottom number is. But how you get to it, most people don't understand. They're very complicated statements, and so we built all that out. Per se, into the back end of Mineral Tracker to project what you should have been paid. It's just that simple. What should you have been paid? You look at your statement and it says this is what, and those two numbers should be very close. And if they're not, we should look at it.
Yeah. Now, the thing I'd encourage folks to do is this is free right now. Free is kind of nice. Free's a good word. So MineralTracker.com. And you can use this free. Check this out. Do that. It'll be for a limited time. So, a limited number. So sign up ASAP to be one of those first to use Mineral Tracker at MineralTracker.com or email them info at MineralTracker.com. Jeff, great to see you as always. Look forward to talking about this great new North Dakota product.
Thank you so much for having us on. We've been receiving a lot of calls and emails so far today, so we're really happy.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's an exciting time. We're going to be at the Ramport as well. They're just about to break for lunch, so the folks there at the Mineral Tracker booth, your lower level of the Ramcota, so you can stop by today and actually see it firsthand. Some of the experts have built a demo it for you, but otherwise, if you can't make it, you're certainly another great way to go is just go to mineraltracker.com. Thank you, Jeff Kummer. All right, my friends, we are out of time, but we're going to do this all over again Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll kick off the 4th of July week Monday on What's on Your Mind. God bless you.
For living and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.